IDEO.
Hi, I'm Alex Galifant. This is a creative listening podcast from IDEO. We're a global design consultancy. In these podcasts, we're showcasing a few of the approaches we use to help us solve design challenges at IDEO. In fact, we find they're things that make any experience of listening more creative, more engaged, and more fruitful. In this first one, we're talking about intuition, how to find diamonds in a haystack. Your intuition is like GPS for great ideas, and that's really useful when you're faced with a massive amount of information. Instead of slogging away for needles in a haystack, your intuition can help you find the brilliant diamonds. To make that a bit more clear, we asked two designers at IDEO for examples of intuition in action. First up, Ashley Powell. She's a writer and design researcher. Here she is.
We were working with an online retailer, helping them think about the future of commerce. And we'd done a lot of interviews, which starts many of our projects. We're out in the field absorbing a ton of information from different sources. And after that, we came back to our project space and the team downloaded the things that we'd heard, different ideas and quotes and thoughts onto Post-it notes. We literally wrote them onto Post-it notes and put those on the wall. And that helps us think together. So it was satisfying to feel like we'd gotten all of that information out of our heads and onto the wall. But then we were overwhelmed by how much information that was. And it was preventing us from sort of seeing a path forward. And one of the partners here at IDEO came into our project space and we explained to him that we were stuck. It felt heavy, like we all looked worn down and like fraught with information. And the first thing he said was, turn all those boards over, like cover up all those Post-it notes, all that information. What do you remember? What stands out to you still? Like what was inspiring or exciting to you from the past few weeks of research that you've done? And I think we started out just by talking to each other and went around the team, and each person had one to maybe three things that stood out to them or that had been keeping them up at night or they wanted to know more about. And we shared those and actually learned quickly that there was a lot of overlap in what had stood out to us. And then once those started to emerge, we put those new things on Post-it notes, and suddenly we'd gone from 1,000 Post-it notes to like 5 that were actually worth something. And that simple exercise of reconnecting to what mattered to us individually and as a team helped us find our way forward.
That was IDEO's Ashley Powell. Ashley's team had more ideas than they knew what to do with. Now, the person who suggested they cover up all those Post-its and use their intuition was Fred Dust. He's a partner at IDEO, and he found intuition helpful while working on a healthcare project in northern India. Here's Fred.
The work that we were doing was focused on looking at why people had decided to become village doctors in very small villages across rural India. The idea was to kind of go into villages and understand what was motivating these people to do this kind of work. And the main thing we saw when we would sit with people is that often the main priority, the thing that actually kind of really drove them, was always the idea that they had done it to benefit humanity and benefit their village. That was the main thing. Totally a wonderful thing to hear, and something that we want to believe and that you'd want to believe about yourself if you were talking about why you got into your job. And so we were sitting one evening and kind of talking about this, and one of the things that we began to realize is it kind of didn't jive with what we saw with the rest of the world of people who were going into healthcare jobs. A lot of people were saying it was a way to get money, or it's like it's success, or it's prestige, or there are a lot of more kind of like, in some ways, more deep kind of human drivers and incentives that were there. And we're like, it's funny that we're not seeing any of this. And so without actually having heard anything that said that this felt off, we began to kind of intuit that actually people weren't being quite honest with us, that they were telling us what we wanted to believe and what they wanted to believe. And we were actually hearing what we wanted to believe. And so in order to kind of test that, we went out and decided not to ask people questions at all. Let's just watch. Let's watch. And then when things come up that we're kind of curious about, let's ask questions. In doing that, we actually got a really interesting moment where we sat with a woman caregiver and saw her doing her healthcare work, but in her spare moments doing work as a seamstress on the side. At some moment we said, so why do you do both these things together? And she said, oh, well, you know, if I could, I would be a seamstress, but the reality is I make more money as a doctor. And so it gave us the kind of proof that we needed that in fact, it wasn't always true that people were doing the doctoring work because it was what they were driven to do or what they felt like benefited the world best. But in fact, actually, it might've just been money as an incentive.
That's Fred Dust at IDEO. His team in India decided to pause and to use their intuition to examine their assumptions. They took a step back, and that helped them find a path forward.
You know, intuition can be a dirty word because bad intuition is really bad. You can lead to kind of some really poor assumptions. However, what we find sometimes is that being intuitive isn't about kind of just taking a leap, but it's about connecting to what it means to think of yourself as deeply human. And so I think it's important at moments when you're kind of faced with hard decisions or specifically in contexts where people may seem way different to at least remember that a piece of that is still human and use that. That's tapping into intuition to make the leap that you want to make.
So how do you start making those intuitive leaps when you're listening to a talk or having a conversation or doing anything else for that matter? It's not like anyone's got a button marked use intuition. Trust us, we don't have one at IDEO. In any case, intuition isn't enough on its own. You've got to listen, read, whatever it is, and then see if intuition can help you make sense of it all. So when you're deep in the weeds, maybe pause for a moment. Take a breath. Put aside all your notes or the massive haystack of ideas that's piling up in your brain. Trust yourself to let it all go for a second. What's your gut telling you? What stands out to you personally? Why? You never know what you might find. Thanks for listening. There are three other podcasts in this Creative Listening series from IDEO on inspiration, interpretation, and curiosity. And you can find us online at IDEO.com. IDEO.